Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a basketball.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songwriter.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Hello, boys and girls. I am so happy that you've joined us today. This, of course, is Blake Radio Network with Aunt Jewel and Starfish Bedtime Story Hours. This is always going to be a lot of fun, and we're so glad that you joined us this time. A lot of you are still a little energetic because you just came outside from the playground or outdoors, or maybe you were over a friend's. But now it's getting ready to time for bed. And this is the most wonderful place to be able to be, to be able to join all the boys and girls and to join new friends and also having Starfish on. So we're so thrilled with having you here today.
Hello, boys and girls. How is everyone doing this evening?
Well, Starfish, what were you going to say?
I was saying, how was your day, Aunt Jewel?
Well, I'm having a great time. I'm out here in California, and the sun is just beaming, and the clouds are all blown away, probably to you on the East Coast.
Over here, it's quite chilly, and we're definitely experiencing the fall season. Boys and girls, what usually comes with the fall season? Can you guess? The leaves change colors, and that's called foliage.
That looks so pretty when it's all different colors. Orange,
green, yellow, brown. So pretty.
Wow, Starfish. I love all those colors. And I wonder if the boys and girls love those colors too. Do you think the boys and girls love those colors, Starfish?
I know they do, because something matches those colors, and you see it all over, especially in October. Pumpkins, and you make great faces, scary faces, sad faces, happy faces, surprised faces, mean faces, all different types of faces.
And the wonderful thing about that is when you do have them, when you do have the pumpkins, you can carve all of those expressions or moods on the pumpkin.
Exactly, and it's a great activity to do with your family.
Oh, we have lots of fun because every Halloween, and that's what's going to be coming up next, but every Halloween, I had Shauna and Star and all the boys and girls in the neighborhood, we would carve pumpkins, and then what we would do with the seeds is we would put them in the oven and eat them. So it's a wonderful time in October and a wonderful time in having everyone here. And Starfish.
October is definitely a fun month.
It is. It is. And Starfish, we have also another guest coming that's going to be reading a book for us. But you know what? I think that we should play the music to make sure all the kids are coming from outside, because it's really hard to get them to come inside. when it's so much fun outside. And when you have to come inside, you're going to have to get ready for bed.
Boys and girls, come on out. I know you're playing around and also playing with your guitar. Come on out, boys and girls. It's time for dinner. We need to get ready for Aunt Jewel's bedtime story. Come on, boys and girls. Let's go, boys and girls. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Do you think we got all the kids in, Aunt Jewel? Do you think they all came in, boys and girls?
I think they came in because they're so excited to start their list and express to everyone what their list is. Here on Aunt Jewel's bedtime story, our list is, first, you want to fill up that belly because you have to have lots of energy for tomorrow. Have dinner. Number two, clean up your toys. You can do it as a fun little game with your brothers and sisters to clean up. Who can clean up the fastest? Or you can divide up the room and say, this corner's mine, this corner's yours, and this corner's yours. Fun little games you can do. After you clean up, then our fun rubber ducky, taking a bath. That's right, boys and girls, taking a bath, getting all nice and squeaky clean. Once you're nice and squeaky clean, you can definitely put on your new pajamas or your favorite pajamas. While you have your favorite pajamas, you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love my pajamas. While brushing your teeth and washing your face, scrub, scrub, scrub. Now you're clean from head to toe. And it's that time. Story time. Papa, Grandma, Nana, aunts and uncles, let's all cozy up around a story. Take your trip to our dreamland, Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories. Let's listen to our list.
Are your PJs on?
Yes.
So
An exhausting list. You have to have a list in order to know what to do, Starfish. Don't you think that's a lot to remember?
Yes, but once it becomes routine, then you'll just know it, just like tying your shoes.
Right, and that's why we have routines, and that's why we have Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. And we're so thrilled to be able to have that because it helps us to be able to have a routine. And we also want to make sure that all the mommies and daddies and poppies and nanas and aunts and uncles and babysitters and just people who just care, along with the Blake Radio Network, it's so good to be able to have them today. And guess what? We have a wonderful, wonderful friend that's with us all the way from California. Starfish, do you know who this is? This is Asa.
Oh, yay. Hello, Asa. How are you?
Good.
We are so excited that you are going to join us on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. Can you tell us your bedtime list or routine that you do to get ready for bed before you have school the next morning?
First of all, I get in my pajamas, then I go use the restroom, then I go brush my teeth, then I give my parents a kiss, and then I go to bed.
Wow, how sweet. And do you ever have story time?
Yes, my dad reads me stories every night.
Oh, that is so. What is your favorite?
My favorite story is Lola at the Library.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Isn't that good, boys and girls? She's going to read her favorite story a little bit later. She's going to read Lola at the Library, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to do because when you read to your boys and girls, as her daddy does, it helps you to love reading and love books. And where do we get all these books? Starfish, can
you say? At the library.
Yes, Starfish is so right. It's the library. And maybe if you're so lucky, you might even get a chance or have the opportunity to have a book that you own. Because I definitely think that Asa probably has a couple of books in her room. Let's ask her whether she does or not.
Yes, I do.
See, yes, she does. And Starfish, guess what? What do we always ask all our guests when they come on? If they have any shout-outs. I wonder if she has any shout-outs to anyone. Should we ask her that, Starfish? Does she have any friends?
Yes, certainly.
I want to give a shout-out to my family, my school, Leapwood. That's it. And my church. And my grandma.
Wonderful. You have lots of shout-outs.
And Mia.
Of course. How can we forget Mia? Do you have favorite pajamas?
Yeah, I have my favorite pajamas.
Tell us all what your favorite PJs are.
My favorite PJs are with princesses.
Wow. Are they pink or purple?
They're teal.
Whoa, teal. That sounds similar to aqua, which is where I live, in the water.
And of course, you know that in order to get ready for bed, there's something else that we might have to do, boys and girls. We already know that we get pajamas and we also get our water and we brush our teeth and get in the bathtub. I have a toothbrush. Starfish, you've probably seen it. It definitely brushes my teeth.
Yes, I have seen it. And you always want to have nice, clean, pearly whites.
Bing! They sparkle. But, you know, you also have another song that we also love. And I know that we have a bathtub song that you have to do because you are outside, boys and girls. You are outside just trying to get dressed. And
of course.
Yes, because what would happen if they just went straight to bed without taking a bath?
Oh, no. We wouldn't want the little insects that maybe they have jumped on you from the grass and rolling around to find a bed of their own.
Yes, so I know that Asa has to have something to get ready to go to bed when she takes a bath. And she would probably love to hear that song because she just got a little, I don't know, we just need to listen to the song to know exactly what we do with it.
Okay, boys and girls. Let's listen to it. Bath Time by Music Maestro.
The water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm, makes me feel at home, like a baby whale, it's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubble, whoa, 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 silky bubble. In my tub, 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 I'm gonna scrub, scrub, scrub every part of me. It's my bath time. Wash my toes, toes, toes. Scrub my ears and my nose. Wash my body, oh. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles. The water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles.
goodness, I think that all the boys and girls are so ready to take a bath because it's so much fun.
Definitely. I want to take mini baths after hearing that song. It's so much fun.
And Asa wanted to say something, too, about after taking a bath, what she usually does, because that is part of the routine. She already gets, well, I'm not sure Asa has, but I'm sure her sister has a doll that she takes to bed or maybe a teddy bear or something. Let's ask Asa, what does she do after she has her bathtub routine and her little sister, because she has a little sister.
What do I do after I take a bath? I go get dressed, and then my little sister takes her little teddy bear, her little pink teddy bear, to bed, too.
So we see what her routine is. And, of course, boys and girls, we did mention about the books. Because that's what Asa loves to do. So after she takes a bath, because that's part of her routine, she gets ready to get a book. And, Starfish, do you want to hear her book that she talks about, Lola, at the library? And then after that, I think you have a song for that, don't you, Starfish?
I definitely would love to listen to you. Asa's book. I am just sitting on my bed and ready to jump into Asa's dreamland. And then we're going to listen to Going to the Library.
Okay, boys and girls, are you ready? Do you have your PJs on? Do you have that special teddy bear that Asa's sister has, too. And maybe Asa will tell you the name of her sister when she finishes, because she wants to make sure that she gives her a shout-out and says hello to her, because she loves to hear her older sister, Asa. So, boys and girls, are you ready? Are you in bed? Is your pillow all stuffy? Is your pillow right next to you? Do you have that favorite toy, that fire engine? Or maybe those pajamas that are Spider-Man, like Kaylin and Duncan? They all have that. And Casey and little Tony. Here we go. You ready? I'm ready.
Thank you, Aunt Jewel. Okay, let's start with the story. Okay. Lola at the Library by Anne McQuinn, drawn by Rosalind Bearshaw. Lola loves Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, Lola and her mother go on to the library. The library opens at 9 o'clock, but Lola is ready way before that. But she puts on all her books that she got last week into her backpack. Library card is very important. The library is not very far, so Lola and her mother always walk there. Lola and her mother give back the books from last week. The library buzzes them into the machine. There is a special place where the children get to go. It is really cool. Everybody says shush. Sometimes they're singing. Lola knows all the words and takes her hands in shape as a star. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, as Lola says. Sometimes there is story time. Lola loves that. After story time, Lola chooses her book. In the library, she can pick any book she wants to. Lola likes story time with the books that have bears and shoes and all kinds of other things. Mama has some books, too. The library buzzes them into the machine. Lola, the man stamps the books. Lola must bring them back in 2 weeks, but she doesn't want to. Lola and her mother always share snack. Her mother gets a Frappuccino and she gets a juice. Then it's time to go home. Every night after Lola is tucked into bed, her mother reads her story. It is the best time of the day. The end.
Wow, that was the best time of the evening for me. Great job, Asa.
Thank you.
Wasn't that something, boys and girls? Going on a trip to the library sounds like lots of fun, and if you haven't done it with your mommy or your daddy or your aunt or your uncle or maybe even your class, I think that you would have a great time in going. So much fun that I think there is a song about going to the library.
Oh, definitely. Just to go off of Ace's wonderful storytelling, let's listen to the song. Going to the Library. Bye, kids. Up.
Come on, everybody. Let's go to the library.
So people can read.
Yeah!
We'll take out a book at the library. Take out a book at the library. We'll take out a book at the library. We'll have so much fun.
I want a book about animals.
I want a book of fairy tales.
Read a story at the library. Read a story at the library. Read a story at the library.
Sometimes the librarian reads us stories.
I love that.
Me too.
We'll sing this song at the library. We'll sing this song at the library. We'll sing this song at the library. We'll have so much fun.
Which song?
This song.
Oh, yeah.
We all went to the library. We all went to the library. We all went to the library.
I think that is so true. And let's ask Asa if she ever reads to her sister and what's her sister's name and see if she has fun at the library too.
I always read to my baby sister, Giselle. Her favorite story is Lola reads to Leo, her little brother.
Isn't that something, boys and girls? She has a book that she reads to her younger sister. And the book that she has that I think her younger sister loves is a book to a brother. Starfish, wasn't that an enjoyable book and song? I think maybe
yes,
it'll move.
It definitely was.
Right. Don't you think it will probably make them go to a trip to the library?
Of course. It would make them skip to the library and be so excited to find the book about Lola.
I think you are definitely right. You're so right with doing that. And should we have her read one more song again that she reads to her brother, or do you want to do something right now?
I'm just so excited about listening to stories. Let's keep going.
Okay. So, Asa, do you want to read the story that you would read to your sister?
Of course. Okay. Lola reads to Leo. by Anne McQuinn and drew by Rosalind Bearshaw. Lola Day always ends with a story. Tonight's story is about a little girl and her little brother. Lola's mother is having a new baby. Lola is going to be a big sister. Lola and her mother read together a lot. Lola chooses stories to the babies. Daddy makes new shelves for the baby. Some are for the baby to keep, and some are to go just for decoration. One day, the new baby arrives. It is a little boy. His name is Leo. Lola brings him a soft book for his crib. It is a perfect present. Leo cries a lot. Okay. It takes time for him to... Sometimes it's because he's hungry. Lola holds his best bear story and while Mama's feeding the baby. Sometimes Leo cries because his diaper needs to be changed. Sometimes he cries because he needs a bath. Sometimes Leo cries when he is tired. Lola reads him for bedtime. She sings Leo a song. Then he goes to sleep. Lola thinks it's real hard to be a big sister. Lola likes to play with her teddy bears when he's asleep. Being a big sister is a big job, said Lola. Sometimes Lola helps her mother. Sometimes she helps her daddy. The new baby keeps everyone busy. But they are not too busy to end the day with a big hug for the best sister in the world. The end.
I think that we know that Ace's little sister probably thinks you're the best sister in the whole wide world. Don't you agree with that?
I, of course, certainly most agree that Ace is the best sister. To take the time to read a story and have the little sister enter into a world of storyland is so very special.
It is, because it helps you with your imagination. And I bet you there's a lot of things that she does with her little sister, like playing dress up and imagining that she's the princess and imagining that maybe she might be the queen. And she will be the princess. Or if she had a little brother, she might turn the little brother maybe into a frog. But I don't think that's true. Well, we love those stories. And we also just love so much going to the library. Because you know, Starfish, that when you go there, when you have bedtime hour, you're able to share a book just like what Ace's daddy does with her. And it really helps you with your language. You learn so many different words. And you just want to enjoy books all the time. And so you go to books, stores, or you might even go to the library, and you sit around and you cuddle and you read the stories that you just love. And sometimes you chant, and sometimes you sing some of the words from the book. But it is so much fun because it just helps you to become very successful in reading.
It certainly is a special moment.
Well, do we have any other book songs? Because you...
Well, let's go on to the flow with going to the library. Now, we just talked about going to the library and how much fun it is to spend time and explore into the library. This song is by Two of a Kind, the library song, of course.
Saturday morning and the rain is pouring. Dad worked late last night, he's in there snoring.
Same old stuff on TV, boring. So what if I can't go out and play? I know what I'll do today.
I'm going down to the library, taking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, taking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Now I like books and they like me, so when I go to the library, I sit down in my favorite chair and check to see who's there. Maybe one book, maybe two.
Take me home,
says Winnie the Pooh.
And if we have to travel far, I'll bring my honey jar.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, taking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, taking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Sleeping Beauty yawned and said, but Madeline says,
let her nap,
and jumps into my lap. The cat in the hat says,
hey, I'll go.
Don't take him,
cries Pinocchio.
Don't take that cat to your address. He always makes a mess.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Mrs. Parker's back behind the checkout desk today. The Cheshire Cat jumps on her head and says,
let's play.
But Mrs. P says,
goodness, are you sure you want all these?
Oh, yes!
We shout together, she says.
To the...
It certainly does. And boys and girls, you know what the greatest thing of all is? Once you've collected so many books, books of course that you decided to purchase at bookstores, you can create a library of your own. And a library, making a library in your room takes nothing. All you need is one shelf, check. Many, many books, check, and understanding or figuring out how you want to categorize it. You can either put all of the books about the animals in one section, all of the books about the holidays in another, all the books about geography in another section, and all the books about math and science in another. Or you can categorize it by the last name of the author. And you just start off, as long as you know the alphabet, you'll have no problem. Start off with A and finish with Z. And there you have it, the recipe to a personal library.
Wow, that is, I think that's real informative for all the boys and girls out there. And Asa was just telling me that Chico's at the library, and let's hear what Asa has to say when Chico's on that great adventure, that book adventure, and going to the library.
I walked there because I live right across the street from it. I mostly go to the downtown one in my state, and I get all kinds of good books, and I go to some people read books to us. They all tell us to stop, and they're going to read a big book to us. And then I pick out a lot of books so I can read them through that whole 2 weeks where we get to have it. And I have a library card, so whenever I lose a book, it's only on my card, so the next year I have to pay for it.
She talked about exactly what the song was talking about, checking out books at the library. So, boys and girls, I know that you would like to go to the library because you just heard what we were able to do, and Asa showed you and told you exactly what she does when she goes there. And there is always a neighborhood library around you, and it's a good thing to do with a friend or to do with your parents or your nana or your grandpa or even the school, making a class trip. That is also a lot of fun in doing. I love going there, and sometimes I always have to watch the time because before I know it, it's time for it to close. Starfish, how has the trip been for you when you went to the library? I'm wondering, boys and girls, are some of you starting to fall asleep? I bet you are. You are so right, Starfish.
Well, the trip to the library is so much fun. Whatever mood you're in, whatever topic you want to explore, if you saw something on TV talking about the lions and new rainforests and where the habitat of different animals are, you can go to the library and research anything you can imagine, you can research. And the best thing about it is if you feel confused or overwhelmed, they have someone who knows the library like the back of their hands. They're usually at the reference desk, and they can show you where to go. They can hold your hand and let you know that everything's going to be all right. And the most important thing is that you're going to gain knowledge. Now, I'd like to read you a poem about the library. And it is by Julia Donaldson. Everyone is welcome to walk through the door. It really doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. There are books and boxes on shelves. They're free for you to borrow, so help yourself. Come and meet your heroes, old and new, from William the Conqueror to Winnie the Pooh. You can look into the mirror or read the Times or bring along a toddler to chant some rhymes. The librarian's a friend who loves to lend, so see if there's a book that she can recommend. Read that book, and if you're smitten, you can borrow all the other ones the author has written. Are you into battles or biography? Are you keen on gerbils or geography? Gardening or ghosts? Sharks or science fiction? There's something here for everyone, whatever your addiction. There are students revising deep in concentration, and school kids doing projects, finding inspiration. Over in the corner, there's a table with seating. So come along and join in the book club meeting. Yes, come to the library, browse and borrow, and help make sure the library must always be here today and tomorrow. The end.
I love the poem, Starfish. That was wonderful. It's like the
library caters to whatever you have an interest in, or even if you don't even know anything about it, it will definitely solve your curiosity. I love the library. I can't wait to go.
And you are never too young or never too old for the library. The library will always be there, from when you're a small little toddler to an older adult. It will always be there for you.
You are so right, because you could be a baby and you may not even know how to read one word. But just listening to the librarian tell stories, storytelling, just like what Asa talked about, that is something that will definitely get your attention. And it's so wonderful to be able to listen to it and hear the soothing words and sit down and relax.
It certainly is.
Well, Starfish, is there anything that you would like to do? I think that some of the boys and girls are falling asleep, and they are probably yawning and probably saying, I'm not sleepy yet, even though their eyelids are getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And we already know that Grandma and Grandpa are already, they're snoozing already, and the baby's looking all around.
I know, which means if they're falling asleep, we did our job.
As always, we're always doing our job. Now, I have a book, and you have a book, so who wants to read their book? Who wants to share their book? It's just like the library. So many books to read in so little time, which makes it so wonderful, which makes it mean that you have to come back again next week and join us in the fun.
Aunt Jewel, I'd love to hear your story.
Well, of course, can you guess what my story is about?
The library.
I definitely think that you are so right. And we will start to read that, the library. Let's see if there was any one friend that Asa forgot to say hello to, and if maybe she might want to say something to her, or say to him, or say to her cousins, or say to her grandma and grandpa. We don't know, but all I know is some of you are falling asleep. Let's see if Asa wants to say something, and I would love to read a story about the library dragon. But let's see if Asa has something to say. Here, she's going to say something to her very, very special friend.
I do want to say something to my Nay. You know, my family, my school, Leapwood, my church, Mount Geza Baptist Church, and, you know, my parents, my teacher, all kinds of, a teacher, Mrs. Cox, down from in California. And that's it. Thank you. And fifth grade.
Awesome. Fifth grade's the best.
You know, that just reminds me too, Starfish, that sometimes when you're getting ready to go to bed and you want to say goodnight to all your friends, sometimes you forget and you want to jump out of bed and read that to and say, I want to say goodnight to, and then you have this long list that you totally forgot about when you first started getting ready for bed.
Yes.
Okay, I have this wonderful book that I know that all of you boys and girls and moms and dads and grandma and grandpa would love to hear. It's called The Library Dragon, and it's by Carmen Deedy. And it's illustrated. Of course, that's what we all know what illustrations means, is the person who draws the pictures. That is Michael P. White. Now, Miss Lola Scales was hired to guard the library. She took her job seriously. Hundreds of new, clean books replaced the old, smudged ones. Now, these shiny gems neatly lined the shelves of her library lar in perfect order, number 398.2s in the 500s, and absolutely no fiction among the biographies. She kept a fierce eye out to make sure no one removed any books from the shelf. Her motto was, a place for everything, and that's where it stays. The very thought of sticky little fingers touching and clutching, pawing and clawing, smearing and tearing her precious books just made her hot under the collar. Now, Mrs. Scales thought that the way some books spread an unfounded fear of dragons was positively inflammatory. Now, books that depict cruelty to dragons should never have been published in the first place. She got so fired up about this, she didn't just discard the books. She didn't like this book. She incinerated them. Oh, my goodness, boys and girls. The kids watched in awe. Well, that settles it, whispered Albert Hoops. Where there's smoke, there's fire, and that's Miss Scales is a real dragon, all right. Whoa, boys and girls. This is some special trip to the library. Not surprisingly, the kids at Sunrise Elementary School began to dread library day. Oh, no. It wasn't long before the teacher stopped sending the children to the library. They kept counting, coming back singed. First, the principal tried to reason with Mrs. Scale, but his plan backfired. Instead of cooling her down, he just fanned the flames. And finally, don't forget, who does the hiring, Mrs. Scales, sputtered to the principal. Oh, really? And who does the firing, asked Mrs. Scales with a glare and a flare that caught his tie on fire. Whoa! Now cut that out, said the principal as he waved his smoked out of his face. No smoking in the library, Mrs. Lana Scales said dryly. Now the principal fumed. The teachers were incensed. Worst of all, the children had missed reading and story time for weeks, and their grades were going up in smoke. So the teacher formed a delegation, and after a trip to the cafeteria kitchen to mortify themselves, they paid a visit to Mrs. Scale. Oh, how do you think that's going to be, Asa?
Very, very scary.
Oh, I know. She was even scaring the principal. So let's see what's going to happen. Starfish, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, everybody's all on the edge of their seats. Or, I'm sorry, the edge of their bed. Now, Miss Loda Scales smothered as she listened to Miss Sweet Lemon, the kindergarten teacher. And importantly, Miss Scales, dear, the children miss story time.
Story time? S'mores time? Blew Mrs. Loda Scale. Why, if I let the children touch the books with their gooey fingers and snotty nose, this library wouldn't last a week. And she stared so furiously at the teacher that they threw down their weapons and changed and climbed out, all except Sweet Miss Lemon. You know, Miss Scale, we all love the books as much as you do, but the library belongs to the children.
Good night, Miss Lemon. You slay me, crackled Miss Scales. Why, the ideal of story time is simply medieval.
Ooh. No one could go in there. All they had was a sign that said the myth of the mystery. As usual, the dragon had the last sword.
That Miss Lemon is a real spitfire, chuckled Miss Scale. But she had spewed so much smoke and fire at Sweet Miss Lemon that she had to lie down
for a nap. She was really a dragon. In fact, she was burnt out. Being a library dragon can be such a lonely job, she muttered sadly to herself as she heaved and mildly sighed and closed her scaly lids. It was the first moment that Molly Brickmeyer accidentally wandered into the library. Molly was a guest. She had lost her glasses, and she couldn't see a thing without them unless it was right under her nose. She stumbled into a bookshelf, and a book fell into her lap. She never saw the sign that read, "Do not touch the books for display only." It was over her head, so she held this one right under her nose and began to read out loud. First, a class of second graders in line for the water fountain heard her and tiptoed in to listen. Then the fourth graders outside playing kickball heard a story begin reading, and they crowded around the window. "Speak up! Speak up!" someone said. Now Molly Brickfire spoke up. Words of story time in the library spread like wildflowers at the Sunrise Elementary School. Everyone was listening, even the lion dragon, and her ears were burning. Slowly, Miss Lottie Scales rose up from behind a bookshelf and looked at the boys and girls huddled around Molly. She never seen anything quite like it. The children looked like they belonged here. "I love you, Snuff," Molly read one, as all the children listened. "Give me the book, Molly Brickmeyer," roared this Miss Scale. Molly held the book tearfully towards the scaly blur. Now Miss Lolly Scales took the book and eyed it suspiciously as it hung from her claw. First she sniffed it, then she checked it, the spine for cracks. Then she checked out each page for stains and smudges. Finally, Miss Scale looked around at the children and cleared the smoke from her throat. "Now where were we? Why, yes. I love you, Snuff." At first, the children were too nervous to listen, but when Molly Brickmeyer climbed up into Miss Lotta Scale lap and didn't get scorched, they relaxed. "You're warm," whispered Molly. "Don't interrupt," Miss Scale crackled. Everyone was listening so intensely that they almost missed it. As she read, Miss Lolly Scale began to fall on the linoleum with a clinkety clinkety clack. Clinkety clacked until all that was left was Miss Lottie, librarian, and the storyteller sitting in a mountain of yellow, green, and purple scales with Molly Brickmeyer, dragon slayer extraordinaire, on her lap. The rest of the children warmed up to Miss Lottie right away. Now, the changes in Miss Lottie's new kid-friendly library were hard to miss. Not surprisingly, the kids at Sunrise Elementary School began to love Library Day. Miss Lottie's transformation, however, was not complete. Mind your library matters. Treat a book like you treat a friend. You don't wipe your nose on your friend. Now, remember to check hurt books into the book hospital. Return books when due so others can enjoy. This is a library, not a bookstore. If you need help, ask. That's why I get paid big bucks. She opened the book. Now, Miss Lottie had an open mind. But then every librarian needs to be a little bit of a dragon, or else who would guard the books? The end. Did you like that? What is Lucy with? Yes, and let's hear what Asa has to say too. We already heard that Starfish loves it.
I enjoyed it.
Good
Goodbye. Goodbye, guys. I enjoyed the day.
She had so much fun. It's time for her to go. So we want to thank her, don't we, Starfish, for reading the two books.
Thank you so much for spending time with us. And we loved having you on. And please come on again. And maybe you can even have your sister or talk about your sister as well. Come on. You did a wonderful job taking us into your story land. And we wish you well and have so much fun at the library. Boys and girls, look out your window. Asa, do it when you go home, too. Do you see that flickering light? Do you see it? Yes, it is what you think it is. Exactly. It's a star. So as we all look at the same star that shines before us, make a wish. And let us all think of a wish as we listen to our dream song. Corinne Bailey Ray, Just Like a Star.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love. Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel.
We did it again. I truly believe that we put a lot of children to bed all around the world, and even some parents.
I agree.
And of course, when we do that, some children around the world are not quite asleep, but I think we made some friends.
We love making friends.
So it's time to close out and thank Blake Radio's network for letting us have the opportunity to share with all the boys and girls. And I think that they're going to be making trips to the library, and I think they're going to be reading lots of stories about adventures that they never even thought of. Imagination is running rapid because they're all going to sleep at some point. But we want to thank those new friends that we have and some of our acquaintances. Randy Neiman, who does it so well.
Thank you, Asa, for coming along. Have a good night. Good night, Angel.
Good night, Starfish. And thank you, Asa. You did such a great job. I know that your parents are very proud of you. And certainly it starts with your daddy always reading to you every night. And you are passing it on by reading to your sister. Good night.
Yesa, you have a friend in us.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend.